Today from the Ohio Newsroom, foraging for a native fruit.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, offering online graduate degree programs in clinical mental health counseling, school counseling, and art therapy. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Pawpaws, Ohio's largest native fruit, are in season right now, and they will be for just a few more weeks. If you've never tried the tropical-tasting fruit, imagine a mashup of a banana and a mango. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker set out to find and cook the seasonal treat.
This recipe doesn't start in the grocery store amid aisles towering with cookies and cereal. It starts in the woods among the towering trees.
Here we go. We've got it. Quite a few, actually. This is when it starts feeling like an Easter egg hunt.
That's Sarah Burr. She grew up in Ohio, but only learned about pawpaws in her early 20s.
I had a boyfriend who was from West Virginia, and he told me about pawpaws, and it sounded completely made up. The name sounded preposterous. The idea that there's a fruit that no one has any awareness of.
Years later, she was walking in the woods and squish.
I literally stepped on one and it splayed open and the flesh is this saffron color. It's very, very bright.
Their outsides are more muted, a light green yellowish color that blends in with the leaves on the forest floor where they fall when they're ready to eat. That's what we're looking for today on a mountain biking trail in Burr's hometown of Marietta. Burr says foraging like this helps her feel more connected to the world around her.
It makes me think about the relationship with nature that we've lost. It helps me recalibrate things, and I think less about myself as an individual and more about myself as part of a larger system.
Most of the pawpaws we stumble upon are brown. That's typical. They don't stay good for long, which is why there's a good chance you've never seen them on supermarket shelves. Burr says the best ones almost glow, and they're soft to the touch.
If it yields to the pressure of your thumb,
then
that's a good sign. Like, okay, this one's worth taking home.
We do just that. And a little while later, we're back in Burr's kitchen with a small backpack full of just ripe pawpaws. You can eat them plain, fresh off the forest floor. But Burr has a better idea.
Come on now. Here we go. So here's our pawpaw lassi.
Burr has literally written the book on cooking with pawpaws. It's called the Pocket Pawpaw Cookbook. First up for this recipe, we have to process the pulp. Here's the thing about pawpaws. The skin doesn't taste very good, and eating its big black seeds would probably cause a stomach ache.
So we're going to separate the flesh and seeds from the skin. And the way I like to do that is I just pick up a pawpaw, and I crack it open like an egg. And then I take my thumb and I run it between the flesh and the skin.
Burr tosses the skin in one pile and the fruit and seeds into a colander. Then we mash the fruit through the colander's tiny holes, leaving the seeds behind.
All right, we're gonna say we've separated out as much flesh as we're gonna get.
All that's left now is to blend this pulp with buttermilk, cold water, and sugar. And voila, the pawpaw lassies are ready to serve.
All right, cheers!
Cheers!
It tastes tropical, like it comes from South America instead of South Ohio. And it's just one of countless treats you can make with a native fruit. A whole lot more will be on display at the annual Ohio Pawpaw Festival. It starts today in Albany. In Marietta, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
If you can't make it to Albany this weekend, you can find Burr's recipe, plus a link to sign up for our Good News newsletter at ohionewsroom.org. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.